Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
There are people who the trap wasn't designed for you. You shouldn't have been ensnared by it. And yes, you have a scar. But anyone getting close to you now, they have to go through these systems and this issue to even find peace with you because of the trap that you were in, which left a scar in your life. Ooh, I wish I can preach it like I see it. And everything around you has evidence that you've been trapped.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Scarred Man. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 29, verses 22 through 25.
I'm dealing with a two-part message, Father's Day 2024. Let's talk about part one here. Proverbs 29, verse 22. The word of the Lord reads like this: an angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered man commits what? Many sins. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of what? Lowly spirit, what? Gains honor. Verse 24, the accomplice of a thief is his what? Own enemy. He is put under oath and dare not testify. Verse 25, fear of man will prove to be a snare. But whoever trusts in the Lord is what? Kept safe. Whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. And then in Romans chapter 7 and verse 24, and we'll teach today. It says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of what? Death. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with me or with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Look close at verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That word wretched means enduring trials, miserable, wretched, enduring toils and troubles, afflicted man. From the subject, scarred man. I need to talk about men who are scarred and haven't got over it and how God wants to heal you. Father, I give you praise and glory and honor and thanks for this moment. And I thank you for this message that dropped in my soul. And I give you praise for the wretched one who's in line to be healed, with a man entrapped who's the next in line to be set free. And Father, I come against the spirit of fear. You have not given us that spirit, but the spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. So speak through me and use me for your glory. Make my task this morning bearable, even by your spirit. We will give you praise and glory for the nurturing and the ministry to the people of God. And not only the man, but also the woman that may be scarred. Let this message transcend gender. Let it touch the soul of your people. And I will give you glory and we will give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you put your hands together for the word of the Lord this morning? O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body that's scarred? I'm excited to share with you the word of the Lord today. As we go back to Proverbs chapter 29, Solomon tells us that fear, the fear of man, will prove to be a what? A snare. That's Proverbs 29, verse 25. Just as an animal is caught in a trap, so are people caught in systems and in traps, the trap called fear. They can't perform God's duty or his mandate on their lives because of this thing called fear, this trap called fear. It is very, very serious for every man. Any man caught up in fear can never really step into strength and courage. And this is why it has to be healed. And I believe God wants to look at some scars this morning and wants me to give some understanding about what a scar represents and what it points to. And so the scarred ones, the scarred men and women under the sound of my voice can get something in their soul that will outlive the moment in which you had trauma, so you can be productive. I don't think there's anyone in this room that will walk around and want to show everybody in the world their scars. I mean, lift up your clothes and open it up so people can see it. Yet, emotionally, we wear it every day. It is what promotes many people in ministry, is to talk about what they came through and what they're dealing with. But God works it out. But listen, you want to be the healed one. It's the healing that takes you around the world. Most people in the world have scars. But what makes you different from anybody else? It is glory and grace has been administered to you. Who will deliver me, wretched man, from this body of death? Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. I'm a man of many scars. I speak to a people with many scars. I don't have to see them, I already know. He let me know before you came here that he was going to send people to me that had scars. You didn't fit in many crowds. Oh, my God, I could preach it. That means you stood in line and they said, choo, close the door. You stood in line, they said, not you, bam, and close the door. But God said, no, that's my child, that's my son, my daughter. I'm opening doors that no man can shut. And that's why he sent you here, so you can get a word from the Lord and heal, my brother and my sister. Heal from trauma. Heal from setbacks. You sit up under this word, you're going to be different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be different. Animals are caught in traps, and I decree and declare that you're not an animal. Most in the wildlife, trappers or hunters use trap to catch animals. Slave masters use traps to catch their property, which are slaves. But you are not a slave. You are not a slave. You're not supposed to be caught up with traps. You're supposed to watch where you go. You're supposed to marginalize who you deal with. You're supposed to be alert. You're supposed to have a point man ahead of you or someone who's done it before you that can warn you, that knows how to read stuff in the night season so those who follow them won't fall into the same traps. That's why we need fathers who've been there, done that, got the scar, that can say, watch this one, watch that. Don't go down this path. Listen to me, son. Listen to me, I'm watching you. There's a path here. You need to watch what you're doing because I've been down there. I know what the end result is, and I don't want you to have to deal with it. If you don't have a point person in your life, you'll think you're the first one to ever discover something or the first person to ever endure it, and that's not how God wants it to be. That's why many of you who are here today and you've never had Father in your life, he has me here, he has people and leadership here to make sure you get everything you need so you don't fall even into the traps that I fell into. I grew up without affirmation.
And with that, you have a deficit. You have a deficit in your life, and you don't know what to do with it. You think it's okay, and you're humble, but really it's low self-esteem. Thank you, Lord. And you can't live this life as a man with low self-esteem. And you can't live this life with extra pride, where you can't say, I'm sorry. You got to balance it out. And fear is a trap that ties up animalistic behavior. Those who are predators, or those who are instinctive but have no wisdom. Many of us are living life based on instinct. We don't have a roadmap. We base it on instinct. But God wants you to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Glory to God. Let me tell you about a serpent. He can be looking at you and never reveal itself. Some people stare at folk, but you got to be able to glance and keep moving. You got to take a look and keep stepping. That man say, yes, sir. Remember, traps are for animals and slaves. I don't see any animals in here. And I don't see any slaves. Yet Solomon said, the fear of man is a trap for the animalistic and the unwise, for the fatherless who are slave to this world. And God wants to set you free. He wants to give you insight for living. When you're entrapped with fear, you can't do what God has called you to do or predestined you to do. Every trap, watch this, leaves a clue. A clue or sign of the trauma. You can't be entrapped and not have a scar. Trapped folk carry scars. Trapped men carry scars, because you can't be snared without a scar. I met a young man in the military. He was a racist. He was my roommate. He was from Louisiana, and he was of a different ethnicity. And somehow or another, we became roommates when I was in the military. I didn't like him, and he didn't like me. But I realized that we can't live like this, because I got to go to sleep at night. And if I can't sleep, we're going to have H-E-double-L in this room. I'm not going to be walking around here, and I don't know if you're enemy or foe. That's not me, okay? So I need to talk to you straight up. And we hashed it out. The man grew to really see that racism is not right. And I'm not bragging, but we became very close in terms of friendship. And he just told me I couldn't come to Louisiana. That his father would not accept me. But he wished that he could show his father the man that he met. That's what he told me. And I said, tell me one of the scariest things you've seen, because he and his father were hunters. And he said, we used to set traps in the woods, right? He was a swamp man, okay? And he was a swamp man. So they go out in the woods and wearing boots and all this other stuff. Anyway, I wasn't raised like that. My father was, but I wasn't. I was raised with concrete and flushing toilets. I don't know nothing about outhouses. I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. Thank God that I was born in the 60s. And so the first or the second house that I moved in had a bathroom. But anyway, he was telling me about living in the wilderness and raising pigs and things of that nature. And he was a nice guy. I mean, he was physically sound and strong.
And he was telling me about this night where they got up to check the traps. And so they had these lights and they knew where the traps were, but they heard something strange in the distance. So they knew something was in the trap that they didn't design to be in the trap. The trap was set for, say, something smaller or something more mild, maybe a pig. But this one, it was vicious, he said. And so they could hear it moving and making sounds. And so when they got up on it, he said it was a wildcat in the trap, like a bobcat, but it was a male and it was furious and it was making sounds. And he said it frightened me the way it was looking when I shined the light on it. And the way he described it, and I'm telling you, because I've never told anybody this story, but the way I'm preaching now and it just came back to me. I wasn't there, but the way he had described it to me, the way the wildcat was trying to free itself from the trap. And they wanted to set it free and let it go, but it was so wild, anybody getting close to it, it was attacking. So they had to kill it. But he said, what really bothered me, I didn't want to kill it. I just wanted to set it free, but it was so traumatized that anybody coming close was the enemy. There are people who the trap wasn't designed for you. You shouldn't have been ensnared by it. And yes, you have a scar, but anyone getting close to you now, they have to go through these systems and this issue to even find peace with you because of the trap that you were in, which left a scar in your life. Ooh, I wish I can preach it like I see it. And everything around you has evidence that you've been trapped. Because you're trying to pull and free yourself, but you can't. You need an assistant. You need somebody that saves you. You need an El Shaddai in your life. You need a Rapha that can come and heal you. And you're trying to do it on your own. And everything around you is leveled because there's a chain tied to the trap. The trap. There's a chain. And when you move, you kind of mess up all of the vegetation. And you're bleeding, but nobody can heal the wound because you got claws now and teeth. And you won't allow anybody to get close to you. He said, so we had to kill it. And it was beautiful when it was dead because I examined it. I looked at his teeth, he said. I looked at his claws, and it was beautiful. Not a flaw, just one scar, one area where it was entrapped, and you gave your life up. You're perfect almost in all of your ways, and you just got this little evidence that you were entrapped, and it's now defining you. Please say within your soul, not no more today. I'm going to be free from these traps. I'm going to carry my scar because it doesn't define me. Yes, they hurt me. Yes, they entrap me. Yes, they use me. But I'm free now. Man, I keep hearing this song. Look at me. I have been set free. All of my sins are washed away, and my life turned today, all because Christ has set me free. Y'all ever heard that song? Is it Tremaine Hawkins? Y'all think I just know Tupac, but I know gospel too. I believe it's Tremaine Hawkins. Man, I got a turntable inside of me. I'll be a bad DJ come down to Bootsies. That's right. You'll be all dancing in my club. That's right. God is... Thank God for setting me free from a trap, right? It'd be bad, boy. I'm telling you, it'd be bad. Trap folk carry scars. When I look at Solomon, he's so wise. He said, an angry man, this is what leads us to get entrapped. We're blind by anger. Verse 22. Stirs up dissension. Hulk will always stir things up. The hulking one, the one that's big, large, can't control himself or herself, always got to stir up dissension. It's hot-tempered, and the scripture says what follows them are many, many errors, many sins. Then it says a man's pride is another thing that blinds you to traps or potential trap. Brings him low. You may think you're okay when you're walking in pride, but really it brings you low. It takes you to the dungeons. It takes you to the lower depths of fear, not courage. Because pride protects you from being real. Pride says, I won't admit that I was wrong. Pride says, oh, I'm all right, when you're not. And we need to be honest with ourselves, even to our own death. You should be honest with yourself. The Bible says, but a man of lowly spirit or humble man gains honor. When you humble yourself, you will admit you're wrong. Right now, people are attracted to folk who don't show emotions. But this is not the way the world works. And if you're that way as a man, well, you never show emotions. No one can tell what you're feeling. The scripture says there's no honor for you until you can walk in humility. Then it says an accomplice to a thief, in other words, someone that helps you steal, is his own enemy. The accomplice to a thief, I didn't do it, but I watched you do it, but I'm not going to say anything. If you're an accomplice to the thief, you swear to your own hurt. God don't mind, you know. When he's put on the witness stand, he swears to his own, he swears and dares not to testify. But if you don't swear to the truth, you actually hurt yourself. Because a man of integrity, a man of courage, stays away from traps. So if a person is stealing, you're not going to hang with them anyway. My brother and I got into a situation where he was going to court and I was called in to testify against my brother. Against my brother. So I'm sitting on the witness stand. The judge is asking me questions. And I had to answer honestly. It was the hardest moment in my life. We're friends and covenant brothers today. He's crying and I'm crying after it's over. Because I didn't want to do that. Y'all understand? So that's why I stay out of certain circles so I don't have to do that. Guess what? We both learned from it and we're moving forward. I asked him to forgive me 1,000 times. He said, you don't have to ask me that. I shouldn't have put you in that situation. Because I know what kind of man you are. And I'm not declaring that I'm perfect. But I believe if it was turned around, he would have taken the blame for me. I believe he would have. So my point is, when I speak to you, I'm not talking at you. I'm talking about stuff that I've endured or the things that I've gone through. And I'm telling you, if you're an accomplice to a thief, okay, you're sitting there and you see it, but you won't say something. You're swearing to your own hurt if you have to stand or sit on the stand and you're being questioned and examined. Believe me, it will hurt way more than what you could realize.
That's why thieves don't hang around people who walk in integrity. If you got a person that breaks in the homes, why are you calling them friends? You're on the path to be set up in a trap now. So he's trying to show you what a trap does, but you got to see what happens before you get to the trap. Are you an angry man or woman? Are you full of pride? You hang around people who are thievish?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Scarred Man, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2406-1608. That's reference number 2406-1608.
Focus Young Adult Ministry will meet on Friday, June 28th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Young adults, come out and fortify your purpose with fellowship, group discussions, and more. Vacation Bible School Praise Party 2 is scheduled for Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th. Use the mobile app to register your children's ages 2 through 6th grade. And remember to purchase your t-shirts. Volunteer opportunities are also available for middle and high schoolers, and what a great way to get those community service hours. Check out the mobile app and register today. Join the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Small group sessions are starting soon. Reach out to Elder Toby for more details. Get ready for Men's Summer School with Bishop Clark beginning Sunday, June 30th at 6 p.m. Trim Nation, let's prepare to celebrate our bishop's special birthday on Wednesday, July 10th. Join us in showing our love and appreciation for this man of God. Click the Give Online button on the website or the Truth Revealed mobile app. You can use Cash App to send your donation to Truth Revealed 2. If you prefer to send a check, please make it payable to Truth Revealed and include Bishop's birthday on the memo line.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.